Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me move from here, radio. I'm calling in connection with several things. The gentleman who just hung up from your address now.
Could you just make one comment and then call back later, because we have other persons on the line.
And you're sincere. But he is sincerely wrong. And that his remarks on the Sabbath and the Seventh-day Adventist church or people are misreading other people. It's only a deception of the devil, and someone probably put him up to say what he has said, because it is a total misunderstanding. And I wish that I could meet with that gentleman on a one-to-one basis and sit down and talk with him and help him to understand what best said the Lord. Because if he wanted to know the truth about the scriptures and the Sabbath, it is right there open for everyone to understand. And all you have to do is take the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and read what St. Paul has to say about the Sabbath. Jesus did not change the Sabbath. He didn't give another day. He established the Sabbath before he lived here. Jesus so much honored the Sabbath that on the Sabbath day, Jesus rested in the tomb and came up on the first day of the week. There's no scriptures in the Bible that establish Sunday as a day of worship in any regard. Only one day God is given as a worship day. And another thing I'd like to say to the caller and somebody else who called earlier is that you cannot give to God anything that he did not ask for. God gave to man the Sabbath. And before he gave it to him, God blessed it, sanctified it, and set it apart. I would like for any caller tonight or any time in the future to show me or any one of us in the scriptures where God blessed Sunday, sanctified it, and set it apart. It is something that is established in history from 321 A.D. that is historical, known around the world, and only have to go to the encyclopedias and the public library. Get any good commentary, Webster's dictionary, or any of the good dictionaries or encyclopedias, and many of them around today, and you can read for yourself and see that it was man who changed the day. Not who changed the day from Sunday, from Sabbath to Sunday, and not God. So don't accuse God of anything. Don't accuse Jesus of anything. Jesus said in John chapter 15, if you love me, keep my commandment. And by this shall all men know that you love me, if you keep my commandment. The commandment is there to be kept. And then God gives the commandment on tables of stone to Moses in the book of Exodus. It was only a reminder to the children of Israel what they should do coming out of Egypt after 400 years.
Can you wrap up first, caller? Can you wrap up for us, please? Because we have...
Yeah, I'm wrapping up. They had forgotten about the Sabbath. And so when they came out of Egypt, God gave Moses the laws on tables of stone so that the children of Israel, when looking upon it, they would remember that these commandments were being kept by their forefathers, and God wanted them to reestablish it. And then God said, be therefore perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And to be perfect, the perfection of any human being comes through Jesus Christ by keeping the law.
Amen.
Thank you. You know, I think it's important for us to just quickly touch on something that the caller before the last one said. And he was saying, alluding to, I guess trying to say that we shouldn't hold on to some of the old scriptures, so on and so forth. But it's very important for us as Christians to realize that, you know, when Jesus and the disciples walked this earth, they didn't have a New Testament to turn to and quote from. They turned to the Old Testament scriptures. They turned to the book of Isaiah, the book of Daniel. They looked at those prophecies. Jesus stood up, and the Bible says over and over again, he stood up in the temple and he taught. The Apostle Paul stood up in the temple and they taught. The Bereans searched the scriptures. But what scriptures were they searching? They couldn't be searching their own scriptures because they weren't written yet.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews, the book of Revelation, those things weren't written yet. So they were going back to the Old Testament scriptures, what we call the Old Testament scriptures, and searching those scriptures for the truth that was in God's word. And Paul says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, and he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Not some scripture, not just the New Testament, but Timothy says under the under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we shouldn't look at one portion of scripture and because it doesn't suit our taste or our liking, then we want to cast it all away. No, we need to take the Bible as a whole, as the word of God given to us by a loving God, and instructions in it for us to follow throughout our life.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on, I just want to make this statement on behalf of Turning Point Ministries, and that is, we believe that each person needs to study the scriptures for themselves. You need to study history for yourself, not based on what we say. Now, we believe what we say is the truth, but we don't believe that you should just take our words for it. We believe that you need to get your Bible, sit down with it, with the Holy Spirit, and study. Study, study, study. All right? Because we know some of the things that you might be hearing tonight might be difficult, and we know it's a challenge. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we know that God does change lives. All right, so it is not our intention, Turning Point, to tell you this is what you have to do. No, 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 no. We only bring in these things to your mind to cause you to study, to cause you to research, to cause you to dig deep and find the true jewel. Now let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Caller? Go ahead, caller.
You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good night, brothers.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear your voices tonight.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate you because I know the Holy Spirit is speaking through you tonight. And I want to tell you to keep up the good work. I am calling because I am a former Catholic. And I want to say that it's because of the word of the Lord and what he has spoken in his word that I am now no longer a Catholic. I would like to tell all of my Catholic brothers and sisters out there that if we even discard or believe that Emperor Constantine had changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, we can even forget about that. And if we look in Hebrews 11, verse 16 through 19, we would see that even if the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter had kept Sunday as the Sabbath, they would be wrong. Because verse 16 through 19 says, for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator.
Amen.
For a testament is of force after men are dead.
Amen.
Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. And we know that these scriptures here are speaking about Christ. So all the new covenant that Christ was being established was taking place before he died. The scripture here is saying that after he had shed the blood, nothing can be added. Because a testament is a force after a man is dead. And verse 18 says, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. So we know that this New Testament was dedicated with the blood of Christ. So all that Christ had commanded us to do had to be taken place before he shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross for you and me. And I just want to tell my friends in the other denominations tonight that the covenant in the Catholic Church, I never knew, I always heard it spoken of, but I never knew what the new covenant is. And I would just like to speak from the word of God tonight to say what the new covenant is. And this is what it says in Hebrews 10. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. What did he put into the heart? He put his laws into our hearts when we come to Christ. And he didn't change the laws. He put the same good laws, the same laws of the royal laws of liberty, he put into our hearts. And I thank God today that he has spoken such truth in his word by holy men inspired by the Holy Spirit tonight. Brothers, I just want to thank you for what you are doing and keep up the good works. And our prayer is that all of our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be all over the world, do not listen to men. Be like the Bereans. After Paul had spoken the word of God to them, they went home and they searched the scriptures for themselves. Let us be a people about searching the scriptures for ourselves to see if those things which men are standing before us, if they are so. Thank you, and you all have a good night, brothers.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Go ahead, Marvin.
Marvin? Good night. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
No, the gentleman confirmed what I wanted to say a few minutes ago. Because I was about to say that the other gentleman who was on was saying Christ was doing a new thing. Or the Christians was, you know, Christ is bringing in a new body of people, right? Despite how much new body of people Christ is bringing on, God's laws does not change.
Amen. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go. Winky?
Yes, this is Winky.
Go ahead.
I would assume, I would say openly that y'all are drumming up more Christian belief, and that is good. But what I would like to find out from you all is show me in the book of Genesis where first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth days, and God rested on the seventh day, where they are named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The good news and bad news is God never named them.
Okay.
He just numbered them.
So then why are you in all your seven-day Adventist faith believe that the seven-day, because my name, the days of the week, that Saturday is the seventh day.
I would like
to find out from you all, please show me in God's word where the days from Monday to Sunday is named by days. Is days named by the days of the week.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a person who attend church?
Yes, sir. Very, very regular.
Very good, sir. Do you celebrate Easter, sir?
I celebrate any day that is called a Christian day.
Sir, no, I'm asking you a question. Do you celebrate Easter? Do you celebrate Easter, sir?
Yes, sir.
On which day do you celebrate Easter, sir?
The day they call Easter?
Yes.
What is that?
Which day is Easter? Which day is the Easter day? Which day is Easter?
They call it Easter Sunday.
Hold on. So, tell us now, since we can't show you in the Bible, where Saturday is named. Show us in the Bible where Sunday is named.
But that's what I'm asking you to do.
No, but what I'm trying to show you, sir, is what's it? What's it, sir?
Listen to me carefully.
No. I get your point, but I want you to...
No. You don't get my point because you were trying to throw points on me to get me into your belief.
No, sir.
And you can't get me into your belief. I am asking you to do me a favor.
No.
I'm saying that you're drumming up Christian principles, and that is good.
But, sir...
I give you credit for that.
But, sir...
I'm asking you to please show me in the book of Genesis where the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day, and God rested on the seventh day, where they are named.
Sir, if you study the Bible, only one day is named in the Bible, you know. Only one day has a name in the Bible. No other days in the Bible have a name.
What day is that?
The first day doesn't have the name. The second day doesn't have a name. Well, you could find that in Exodus chapter 20. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. You have a Bible with you?
Yes, I have a Bible.
Okay, let's turn to Exodus chapter 20. And let's look at verse 10.
Wait, Exodus 20, verse 10.
Yes, what does it say? But the seventh day is the Sabbath. So the day is named.
Okay, hold it right there. The seventh day is the Sabbath.
That's what your Bible says, right?
Name the seventh day for me. Give me the name of the seventh day.
Sir, please give me the name of the seventh day.
That's all I'm trying to find out, brother.
It says, the seventh day is the Sabbath.
Give me the name of the seventh day.
Sabbath. That's the name, sir. If you say the first day is Monday, then the Bible is quite clear. The Bible is saying here,
Who called Monday the first day?
Heathens.
See,
what you need to do, sir, do a research, and what you will discover is Sunday came from people who used to worship the sun god. Monday came for people to worship the moon god. And all of these names you see give to God give all of the names, all of the days that he created numbers from 1 to 6.
When he came
to the seventh day, he called it the Sabbath day.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
I understand what you're trying to say.
But then if you understand that, then why are you trying to confuse the nation?
As a leader in the Christian faith, is to help me, who is not a full-blown Christian,
sir,
to understand the days.
Okay, sir.
See, because
sir,
what the Bible tells, wait a minute, please let me get my point. I listen to you carefully. The Bible tells me that on the first day, God made heaven and earth. On the second day, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh day, the seventh day, he rested from his great week.
Which day was
that? That's what my Bible says. Now, you were saying that Sunday, the Catholic brought in Sunday.
No, we didn't say that. They said that. We just read what they said.
So do you have your Bible with you?
I can read. I can read.
Well, okay. See, sir. Don't accuse us of saying something. See, everything we read you is in history. Just go by the library and you can read it for yourself.
I'm asking you to explain the history to me, please, because I'm a layman and I need to understand.
If you look at Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, it explains it quite clearly. And I'll read it in your hearing. And it says, For in six days the Lord made the heaven.
Hold it right there, please. In 6 days, what's the name of that sixth day?
It doesn't matter what the name of those six days are.
No, I'm asking you to please tell me. See, because what we doing now, we dealing with minds and
events. The best thing for us to do, sir, is we need to get together off air to deal with this. We have many callers on the line.
So you took my number the last time you was on air, and you supposed to call me back, and you never did.
You sure about that?
I'm positive of that.
Okay. So why don't we put you on hold, you get the number to the producer, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Please do, because you promised the last time.
We're sorry about that. We're going to put you on hold, and the producer is going to give you a call tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
But again, like we were saying, the Bible is quite clear. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, it says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day." He rested on the seventh day. Now what does he do? He goes on to say in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, "Wherefore the Lord blessed," speaking of the seventh day now, "wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." This is where the Lord attaches a name to that seventh day, and he calls that seventh day the Sabbath day. So the Bible is quite clear. Like Brother Julian said, a name isn't given to the other 6 days, but a name is certainly given to that seventh day, and the Lord sets it apart and calls it the Sabbath.
Go to the line, then I'll make my comments after that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to the phone line. Bird?
Hello?
Yes, Bird?
Sir, good night.
Good night, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening very carefully.
Thank you.
And I do not think there should be a special day for a man to pray to God.
I didn't get that?
I do not think there should be a special day for a man to pray to God.
We agree with you.
I say that.
That's
say
right.
This.
You're correct.
I say that to say this. Sometime around 1876, this pastor and this deacon decided to build a church. This happened in Jamaica. They built a church a year later. And the day when they decided to open the church, they had this big feast. When they decided to figure out which day this church should be, you know, open. One say Saturday, the other one say Sunday. And there was a heated argument. It was a hot, sunny day. People cooking. Church goes all over the place. And this lightning came from nowhere and took out these two guys. And if you happen to go to Jamaica, go to the Arawak Museum, and it's written down there. I don't think there should be a special day.
The question I have for you is, listen carefully now, if the 7 day is true when it is, which one of them you think is going to go to heaven? The 7 day one or the first day one? Because the two can't go. The two can't be right. Answer, which one you think died on the Lord's side? The 7 day one or the first day one?
I don't think it was that serious.
It is that serious. They could make a mistake. See, brother, when you call Zednest just now to get us, you didn't dial 919. You dialed the tree. You see, it's just like that. One was wrong and one was right. And I put it to you tonight, based on God's word, the one that died agreeing that it should have been the 7 day is going to be in heaven.
Both of them died.
I agree. And the one who died saying that it's the seventh day was on the scriptures of, on the Bible side, Exodus 20, 8-11. And the one who died saying that it should have been the first day died on the popular side, which came from us from the papacy system.
What you're trying to do now, these guys are trying to do that then.
Which is?
You're trying to figure out which the right day.
Yes, because...
Is there a right day?
All days right, every day.
So every day is a holy day?
It's up to you to pray, and your prayer would be answered.
See, brother, this is what is going to cause us to be in hell when Jesus Christ comes, because the Bible is quite clear in the book of Proverbs. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end of those ways are death. The whole nation, the whole world is in you tonight. Is it still true that the 70th Sabbath is still in the Bible? Is it there?
I can't come to the season that Saturday is the seventh day.
Is it still in your Bible that is wrong for you and I to swap wives? Is it still there? Is it still in your Bible that is wrong for you and I to steal the government's money tomorrow and don't pay our taxes? Is it still there? Don't laugh. This is a serious matter. This is life and death we're speaking here tonight. Do not laugh.
Yeah, it's still there, but...
All right, so if that is still there, please don't tell the nation that it doesn't matter, because we need a scripture, and if you don't have a scripture, then it's best for you to call back with your scripture. We have sit down with ministers of the gospel, they tell us the same lies you're telling us tonight. And we have not bided because they're telling us lies. And 1 John 2:3-4 says, hereby we do know that we know Jesus Christ. And he that says, I know Jesus Christ, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And you are telling us tonight, like the rest of the ministers of the gospel, that it doesn't matter. When you and I know quite well that we can't swap wives. Amen?
You're saying that if you pray out of the Sabbath day, you're wrong?
The Bible is quite clear. If you and I should turn away our ear from hearing the law of God, our prayer is an abomination. You ever read that scripture before? If we turn away our ear from hearing any of the Ten Commandments, God does not hear our prayers. And I'm putting it to you tonight. There are many churches that maybe having prayer meeting tonight. God is not hearing their prayers.
Because of who went there and the behavior of the people.
See, brother, remember, God's word is true. And like we said before, and I'm going to say it again, if we are wrong, I expect for the ministers of the gospel in this country to come by Zenith and take us off air. Don't have us here lying to you all. We ain't getting paid for this, brother. We're not being paid that 1 cent. We have not collected one offering plate from no one in the Bahamas. So if we're wrong, we're for to be off here. I'm fixing the cars. Brother Julian doing his boy got out of his college, and Brother Renrick is doing the computers. We're for to be off here. I could be home right now with my wife. But I'm here telling you the truth, and you're trying to tell us that it doesn't matter. No, brother, don't do that tonight. This show is not, God did not pay for this show tonight for you to tell the country a lie. We need the scriptures. The scriptures and nothing else.
You're trying to say you only pray on Saturday,
no,
right?
No, my friend. That's not what we're saying. Yes. Every day is a day for prayer. Every day is a day to worship the Lord.
As a matter of fact, Brother Renrick, the Bible says you should pray without ceasing.
Amen. There we go. But the Bible is quite clear. The Lord set apart one day as a holy day unto him. Now, on that day, it isn't a matter of choice. I mean, of course, we all have a choice as to whether or not we'll obey or not. But the Lord is quite clear that on this day, you come before me, you worship me, you pray before me, you study your word, you have fellowship with the brethren. It's a holy day set apart for him. We don't make the day holy. We don't have the ability to make any day holy. How is we as sinful human beings can say, okay, we set a day apart holy, and then maybe next week we'll change it for another day? We can't do that. So what do? We follow God's word. God's word is clear. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. This is the day that he set apart as a holy day from the creation week, and it still stands all through eternity, my friend.
The time has come for the Bahamas and everyone around the world to stop treating the Bible as a buffet. This is not a buffet, ladies and gentlemen. This is not you pick what you want and throw what you don't. This ain't boiled fish. The word of God is true. And every man on the face will be judged by the word of God. Because James is quite clear, so speak ye, and so do, that you should be judged by the first. As a matter of fact, we're in the judgment hour. We're living in a time when God is going to the record books in heaven, deciding who's going to be there. And if any sin be in our lives, be assured we will find ourselves outside of the kingdom of God. Because the Bible says, Christ left an example that you and I should walk as he walked. And he did no sin. And neither was guile found in his mouth. And once we are rooted and grounded in Christ, we will not sin. We will not sleep with the brother's wife. We will not steal from the government. We will obey the Sabbath day. And every minister in Nassau knows this. Everyone knows this. And if you don't believe me, I'll meet them downtown with court, and me and the prime minister will be so rich. We'll have so much money. We have nothing to worry about. We'll take all their cars, all their expensive homes, everything. I'm sure we'll win it downtown in the courts of heaven. Downtown courts of the Bahamas. But the problem is we're not trying to force anyone. We could march downtown and tell the government to force everything to be closed based on God's word, but we're not going to do that. God doesn't operate like that. He didn't do it to Judas. He didn't do it to Peter. and the sin that he's doing to us today. If you love me, brothers and sisters, Jesus says, keep my commandments.
Okay,
what's the right day? What's the right day?
The right day is Saturday. And every minister now so will tell you that. Every one of them. And if they don't tell you, they are a liar and the truth is not in them. Everyone will tell you that. As a matter of fact, there's a minister right now in the Bahamas who holds a top position in the Bahamas who is always crying on the TV about crime. He is the first minister I talk about by the 70 Sabbath. You know what he told me? Saturday is the Sabbath, but. And every time I see him on the TV calling about talking about crime, the Lord said, you know why the crime is on the rise, Paul? Because this same young man. He has rejected my law. And he is one of those who are contributing to the crime violence in the Bahamas. It breaks my heart, ladies and gentlemen. The Prime Minister is on there every day. What can we do to make it better? Well, Mr. Prime Minister, if you listen, it's a spiritual problem, Mr. Prime Minister. And these spiritual men who you have around you are not telling you that. Because if they were, they would follow the word of God. They want to know why the young men are out of hand. But the Bible got an answer for that too in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 tell us, my son, forget not my law. Why, Lord? Why should you want, he said, keep my commandments. Why, Lord? For length of days, and long life, and peace should they add unto thee. How is this possible? By forgetting not my law, says the prophet in Proverbs chapter 1, 2 and 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon the tables of thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thy find peace and favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord, the prophet said. With all thine heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways go and acknowledge Christ, and he shall direct thy path. Isn't that good news? But no one wants that. They want the popular minister who going to wine you and dine you and rob you. That's what you want, and that's what you're going to get. That's why the Bible says that these are dumb dogs that cannot bark. Isaiah, greedy dogs that cannot get. I talked to a young lady at the garden today. She was almost in tears. How the church she attended yesterday, the minister was bragging how he is nothing wrong with him having his Escalade and nothing wrong with him having his Mercedes Benz. There's nothing wrong with him being a millionaire. Well, I mean, if he's following the Bible, God sent his disciples over there, nothing. Not even with script. He said, wherever you go, you lodge. Who don't receive you, shake the dust of your feet and don't even bid them God's bid. What's going on down here? God left the riches of heaven, came down here, died on a rugged cross for dirty old you and I, and you going to tell me God's Lord done away with it? It could be any Sabbath day? No. And I challenge any minister, top or bottom, let's meet downtown with the Prime Minister by our side in the court of law, and I assure you we'll shut down these churches, all these churches come this Sunday if they want to challenge me.
Somebody, you trying to say all them people who go to church on Sunday get shut out?
That's the good news. The good news is... let me give you the good news on that point. That's a very good point you raised. The good news is they might not know. And while in their ignorance, the book of Acts say God's wink. But tonight, God is setting the record straight.
God is awake on Sunday.
God wakes every day. As a matter of fact, he's open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
We have to go to other callers.
And we appreciate your comments and questions. And if you want to reach us up the air, give us a call at 322-6273. That's 322-6273. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for your call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good night to you.
Good night, sir.
Well, I heard all those comments, and I'll say this. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no, not one man, whatever is on this planet that is holy. Not one. From the highest who they think they are, or whoever man voted them in, it's not one. Because Yahweh says so.
Okay. Okay.
And not only that, here we go again. About the Sabbath day, what I understand from history, what I studied, the Greeks and Romans changed it. Hello?
I'm listening. We're listening.
The Greeks and Romans changed it. They change it to the day of the sun, the day of the moon, Thursday.
Excuse me, caller.
I forget what they call Wednesday.
Caller.
Saturday.
Caller.
They change that from Saturday, the Sabbath day, to the day of Saturn.
Caller.
Hello.
They didn't change the day. What they did is they gave the days, name, not change.
Exactly.
Names, that's all.
So instead of being 1 through
right,
six
1 through 7,
the seventh day you read,
they just give them different days.
They named them.
That's all. Just like how you might have a nickname. Your name might be John, but they call you Shorty or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right, that's all.
So the only thing you have to realize is that once he said it, he died for us, we have to do it. It ain't no question about it. It's not following a religion or... As long as you don't just go out there and just blow people, which is nutty, just follow the way of Christ, which is the way of peace.
Amen.
He says that he is the way, the bread of life. No one goes unto the Father but by him.
Amen.
Simple as that. Follow his laws, and you'll be saved. No
Amen.
Questions asked.
Amen.
Have a good night.
You too, sir. Go ahead, Brad. Hello, Brad. Hello. Go ahead, Brad.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, okay. I appreciate, you know, your viewpoints and all of that, but a caller asked a minute ago about, he was talking about this thing in Jamaica where the person, two persons died.
Yes.
Okay, and you said whether or not the Saturday worshiper or the Sunday worshiper, if they die, where would they go?
Yes.
Okay, are you saying that where you go is limited on Saturday worship or Sunday worship?
No, where you go is based on, are you dying in your sins or are you dying out of your sins? That's going to determine where you're going to go. Remember, there were two brothers that were on the face of their Cain and Abel. Both of them were told to bring a sacrifice of an animal.
I understand that.
Cain brought fruits. Abel, who died, brought Islam.
Okay.
The same principle applies today.
Okay.
And one of the brothers died believing the 7-day Sabbath was still a binding, and one died believing the first day was still binding. But
okay.
The Bible is on the 7-day one side.
Okay. All right.
There's no place in the Bible that says the first day is a Sabbath day. You agree?
Say again?
The Bible, nowhere in the Bible says the first day is a Sabbath day.
I agree with that.
You see, a lot of Christians...
Day, the
a
first
lot,
day
a,
of the week, yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
but, I mean, I'm just confused because the thief on the cross, he was not an observer of the Sabbath day. But yet, Christ was able to tell him that today you will be with me in paradise. Now, I mean, was he lying? Or was it Christ was telling him that the day is not important, it's a matter of the heart?
Okay, if you take a look at the thief on the cross, right? The thief on the cross is an exception.
No, so well, now you see...
No, let me...
God
sir,
is, I
sir,
mean,
sir,
he's a God of order.
Excuse
so.
Me. Sir, you now let me talk, and then I'll let you have a say. The Bible is quite clear. In time of ignorance, God what? He what? He winks. Remember that? In time of ignorance, God winks. Jesus told the Pharisees, your sins came about why? Because I've told you. If I didn't tell you, you have no sin. But sin comes about when you are told what is sin. And that's why we told one of the callers tonight is, we're not telling everybody to follow us blindly. To say what we're saying is the absolute truth and don't do no research. We wouldn't want that. We want you to go and study. And the questions that we've asked today is, the seventh-day Sabbath, is it Saturday or Sunday or any day? The next
no,
question
no,
we...
Yeah,
hold on.
I agree with you.
The next question we ask is the commandment still binding on Christians today? Is the seventh-day Saturday still a holy day? Should Christians today be keeping the Sabbath day holy?
Yeah.
Does the Bible change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday? What we're saying to people is, these are the questions that need to be answered. Now, if you study and you find that they're not important, then fine. But
okay.
It has to be, to me, these are questions that need to be answered based on what we were getting from our callers. And so we just bring in the question to the Bahamas, to the people who are listening, to say, go and study, see if these things are true. Or like you did, you call in, giving us your comment on what you feel. But again, I'll say to you, is go and study again based on some of the texts that we have given and see if what we're saying is the truth, sir.
My brother, you know, I agree with you 100%. Saturday is Sabbath. There is no, to me, that's not even debatable.
Okay.
Okay. What I do have a problem with is when a person observes the created more than the creator. The Sabbath day is created. Okay.
Yes.
It is created by the creator.
Yes.
If your relationship with the creator is greater than the creator, that becomes a conflict because, you know, God, he does not want you to hold the creator higher than the creator.
Amen.
It becomes a form of idolatry.
We agree with you. Do you
okay.
have a Bible with you, sir?
Say again?
Do you have a Bible with you?
I gotta look it up. I mean, but...
The reason I'm asking is, you say that and I understand that, but... A lot of people could be
confused by what you were saying, in that you were then saying then that if I'm worshiping on the Sabbath, then I'm showing more reverence to the created as opposed to the creator.
Let me put it to you like that.
John 14:15, it says, if you love me, do what?
Yes, let's keep my commandments. Right. I understand that.
Now, is the Sabbath part of the commandment?
Okay, I understand that.
No.
Yes, the Sabbath is the commandment. There's no doubt.
Okay, so if you're keeping the commandment...
Okay, so watch this now. Watch this. He says to you in the New Testament, he says, another command I give to you is that you love one another.
Yes.
If your brother... Let me ask you something. If your brother on Sabbath morning... I don't know if you have any brothers.
Go ahead.
If you have a brother...
Yes.
And he calls you up on Sabbath morning.
Yes.
Are you committed to going to Sabbath school or whatnot?
Yes.
And he says to you, look, man, I got this situation. I need some help with it. I got this gun to my head, or I got this situation. I need you to help me with, man.
Yeah.
Can you please come by me and, you know, help me out, or can you please come and see about me?
Yeah. So, let me tell you, I give you a personal story. The answer to your question is yes, I'll go. One Sabbath morning, I was going to Sabbath school. And I was passing, and there was these two young boys on the side of the road, and they stopped my car, and they say, Mister, could I get something to eat?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. I went with them to Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you order what you want,
mm-hmm.
and I will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, we have two sisters home, and they had no breakfast either.
Mm-hmm.
I say, order for them too, sir.
Right.
So the Sabbath, the Bible is quite clear. The Sabbath is about doing good. You understand that?
That's
about
correct.
Doing good. So yes, you have to do good. If my brother called me any day and say he needs my help, I will go and assist him.
So it's not limiting
to
you going to church, or you holding that day above, or I cannot go out with you today and do this.
No.
Anyone who shared that with you, they shared you a misconception.
No. I'm just saying. Yeah.
However, I'm an administrator. That's my profession right now, right?
Okay.
That's what I do for a living. If they call me and they ask me to do administrative work on the Sabbath, I would have to say no.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, that actually happened a couple of weeks ago. And I said, no, I can't come in. All right? But if someone says something happened to where I work and they need my assistance in helping in terms of someone being injured or someone being threatened and things like that, I will leave Sabbath school and go and deal with that matter. Okay.
I said, for myself who work on the Sabbath, what's it for me? I mean,
well, what type of work do you do?
Say again.
What type of work do you do?
Well, I the type of work I'm in is in service. I provide a service to people in the government. So I have to my some days I have or some Sabbaths I have or some I don't.
Sir, I can tell you this. I can be honest with you, as not to cause odd confusion, I would advise you to give us a call off the air 322-6273.
Hold on, let me write that number down.
322-6273.
Okay.
You could call in the morning, because, you know, after the show tonight, we got to go home and get some well-needed rest.
Yeah.
But give us a call in the morning at 322-6273.
Who do I ask for in particular?
Just ask for Brother Miller.
Okay.
And you see, we don't want to answer that question on the air, because a lot of times people get answers to these type of questions, and they want to say, well, why you can't do this and that? And it's not about that. If you understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
All right? Brother Paul is a mechanic. And I'm sure if Brother Paul passed you on Sabbath going to church, he would stop to fix your car. But on the same token, I don't think if you come to him and say, well, give me a tune of the day on the Sabbath, he'll say yes.
Yeah.
And if he fix your car on the Sabbath, he's not going to ask for pay for it. And I've seen this happen many times.
Yeah.
Okay? I break down on the side of the road, and I call Paul, and he comes and fix it. And he said, go along your way. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not about that. All right?
Love is the greatest, man. You know, I mean, you can't...
That's what it's all about.
Get around love, okay?
That's right.
And
if you
I
love
mean,
me, keep my commandments.
Yeah. Well, there's love for your fellow man as well.
Well, see, but guess what? You cannot show that true love unless you love the what? Creator.
Okay.
You see?
So
go hand in hand.
If you
love him, you will not see any of his creatures or any of his anybody who he died for go contrary or suffer.
That's what it is. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good man.
Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Ben.
Hello.
Good day. How you doing, Ben?
Good. Look here, I'm calling out of ignorance, okay? So I need you to forgive me when I ask some questions here.
No problem.
Because first of all, it seems as though most of what you're talking about is based on a day rather than accepting Christ into your heart and becoming a believer, being saved by grace through faith,
sir,
right?
Let me finish. No, no, I can let you finish, but I can stop you right now. I can say this unequivocally. We do not believe that. The only reason we're talking about the Sabbath specifically is because it came up in past shows. We believe that the only way we are saved is we are saved by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And only in Christ can we find this.
Yeah,
so we don't believe that a day will save you, because there will be plenty of people who keep Sabbath holy
but
who will not make it to heaven.
Right, I understand
okay,
that.
Okay, so, I just want to tell you, we do not believe that.
Well, that is the impression that is coming across, right?
And
one of the things I want to ask out of ignorance as well is that how did one determine whether Monday or Wednesday was the first day of the week to come to the conclusion that Saturday is the Sabbath? Because because like I say, out of ignorance, that is something that I'm sort of like having a challenge with right now, because like I say, it seems to me by listening to your program is that it's all about which day of the week you observe the Sabbath, rather than all the other more important things that Christ has outlaid in the Bible.
Is this your first time listening to any Turning Point programs?
It's the first time, yeah.
Okay, every Sunday we are right here on ZS 1540 at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on the air now for 4 years. And this is our 7th call-in show. And this is the first time we're doing a complete show on the Sabbath. Now, if what you're saying is true, like a lot of people try to accuse us of, why we didn't do the other 6 shows on the Sabbath?
I'm not accusing you of anything.
Go ahead.
I'm asking you a question because, like I said, out of my own ignorance and confusion,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what is perceived to me. I'm not accusing you of anything.
Okay.
You know, I don't want you to just get offensive, right? Right out of the bat, or defensive. I'm just saying out of my ignorance, because I'm listening to your show for the first time, and I'm hearing some stuff. And like I said, I'm a little confused because as you go through this daily walk, you hear about if people come to witness to you, they tell you how you can get into the kingdom of God. All right, now here it is that it's a little more confusing now. Is that like, because I think I could be mistaken, but I think I heard you say something to the effect that, you know, if you're not worshiping on Saturday, which is the Sabbath, you know, that's problems at the end of time for you.
Okay.
Personally.
And so
my question is, how did one come to the determination which day was the first day of the week, whether it was Monday or Wednesday? Why isn't it that the seventh day is actually Tuesday?
Okay, let's answer that. We can answer that in many ways. If you consult your dictionary and encyclopedia, and you look up Sabbath, or Sunday, or first day, or seventh day, in the encyclopedia, if you look up first day, it will say Sunday is the first day of the week.
Uh-huh.
In the dictionary, it will say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
If you look up Sabbath in the dictionary, it'll say, and the encyclopedia, it'll say Sabbath is Saturday. If you take most calendars, I'll say 99.9% of the calendars that exist in this world today that was not designed by Seventh-day Adventists and definitely not Turning Point, you will find that the first day of the week starts with what? Sunday. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Also, we know that there's a group of people that still exists on this earth that was keeping Saturday holy from they were given the commands at Sinai. Am I correct?
Well, I don't know.
They are the Jews, yes.
I don't know if they were keeping Saturday holy.
Yes, they was keeping the Sabbath holy. Hold on now. The Sabbath holy.
Exactly. Which could have been Tuesday. Which could have been Tuesday.
No, because if you ever have an opportunity to go to Israel, or even North Miami, or parts of Chicago, or parts of New York, you'll see that certain parts of those cities close down where? On Saturday because of the what? Because of the Jews. So we know the Jews have been keeping it that long. All right?
Okay.
Then let's go back to what most Christians celebrate. Most Christians celebrate Sunday as Easter Sunday, right?
Uh-huh.
The Bible calls that day the first day of the week. And if Sunday is the first day of the week, which day is the seventh?
Yeah.
Now, notice what I said. They keep Sunday as the first day of the week. So if you keep Sunday as the first day of the week, then naturally you should be keeping what?
But then if I'm keeping Sunday as the first day of the week, that is what you said earlier. That was man's creation.
No.
You told me that this is what you said on the radio. And I was listening that this day was man's creation.
No.
So if these days...
No. Sir, the name Sunday.
The name Sunday
is man's creation.
Yeah,
so
and it is.
That the name Saturday is not man's creation as well.
Yes, the name Saturday is man's creation. The name Saturday and the name Sunday and the name Monday, Tuesday are man's creation. Right. But God never named the days that he only numbered them.
See, I don't think we should be concentrating so much on what day is the Sabbath per se, right? Because I think it's so much more important to teach people that, hey, in order to be saved, you go by to be saved.
Saved from what?
Condemnation.
What is condemnation?
Okay, apart from Christ forever.
I mean, but what are you being?
Separation from Christ.
You said a little while ago that people normally talk to you about the love of Christ and witness you and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And most time they will tell you to what? To repent.
Repent.
Repent from what?
From your sins.
And what is sin?
Sin is separation from Christ.
No.
That is what sin is.
What is the Bible definition of sin?
You tell me.
First John chapter 3, verse 4, it says, "Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law."
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another text in First John where the Bible says, "Whosoever knoweth to do it good and to do it not to him, it is sin." So if sin is transgression of the law, and the wages of sin is still death, and we have to repent from sin, by all means, then we need to know what sin is. And First John chapter 2 says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but the old commandment you had from the beginning."
Okay. You're a Bible scholar, so you know all of that stuff. Okay, that's fine. That's fine, well and good. But the thing about it, it seems like I said, I'm not here to condemn you or I'm just trying to say that it seems as though your whole doctrine is based on which day that we celebrate.
No, sir.
You know. And what is it? And if it's coming from someone who's admitting the ignorance to you, that means that's the way it's coming across to a number of people. So in a situation like that, because you confuse people, because the fact of the matter is that we all know that we all who in this world now, well, most of us do, that the wages of sin is death. I think that's what we need to preach most of the time, and how to be saved by faith. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you continue running on about Saturday is the Sabbath, but you can't really, and then you contradict yourself by saying, well these days were numbered by man. Okay, so if these days were numbered by man, what was the actual day that God numbered the Sabbath? What was his actual day? He could have started on Wednesday.
We only have 5 more minutes left. We got 2 more callers on the line. Please give us a call.
Please give us a call after the show
tomorrow, and we'll sit down. We'd love to sit down and talk with you. 322-6273.
Okay.
You got 5 minutes, we give you a minute to go. Sorry for that. Go ahead, caller. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Ma.
Yes. I'd like to encourage the brother that just called. It would seem that some people are willfully ignorant and some people are genuinely ignorant. Now I hope the gentleman that just called is not willfully ignorant. And I would like to if he's still listening, I would like to point him to the scripture found, and he can read the whole chapter of 1 Samuel chapter 15, where King Saul was commanded by God to go and do a special thing to the Amalekites,
yes,
where he was told to destroy everything within that town. Now, it is like the people of today. A lot of the people that I heard calling has placed a light regard on the commandments of God.
Amen.
If we read Samuel
chapter 15, it would clearly tell us that God is a God of preciseness when it comes to his commandments.
Amen.
He told King Saul to go and to kill everything, not only the men, the women, and the children, but even the cattle. But King Saul thought it good of himself and by his own imagination to bring back the king and some of the fatted cattle. And it's amazing because when King Saul brought these cattle and animals back, do you know what he said to Samuel the prophet? He said, I bring these choice animals back for a sacrifice to God. Now, that would seem nice.
Yes.
That he brought these sacrifices back for God.
Amen.
But guess what? God did not accept them as sacrifice, nor did he accept King Saul, because he disregarded the commandment of God.
Amen.
And God, in turn, rejected Saul.
Amen.
I would advise the brother that just called to read these scriptures, and if he genuinely wants to serve God, apply himself to the scriptures and learn. God says in Jeremiah, he would like for us to come to the knowledge of the true living God. Let's all have a wonderful night in the Lord.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, DeVoe.
Yeah, Paul.
You only have a minute to go now.
Yeah, I know. Paul.
Yes, sir.
What I really want to do is a caller back, find out which day is the Sabbath and which day is the first day of the week.
Yes, sir.
According to Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, it clear tell you, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to see the sepulchre. So it tell you straight and plain, after the Sabbath was the first day of the week.
Yes.
And as we know today, as the Bible clear that the Sabbath was on the seventh day. That's correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If that's correct, after crucifixion, the apostle, they continued to worship what day? Did it after crucifixion, did they change the worship day?
No, they did not. All the Bible accounts show that they continued to worship on the Sabbath day.
Okay, so that declared everything when anybody's trying to say.
Yes, and that's why I told the callers earlier that if they get a good concordance and look up all the days dealing with Sabbath, they will see that they all worship on the Sabbath. We got to go to our next call. We only have two more minutes.
Yeah, okay, Paul.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Our last caller for the evening, Cherise. Go ahead, Cherise.
Hi, I'm just calling in. This is my first time calling in.
Thank you.
Just to say that I'm encouraged. And with the two previous callers said, they encourage me, but all I have to say is, who have eyes to see, let them see. And who have ears to hear, let them hear. And I'm searching for a church. And I'm a Catholic, born in a Catholic faith, but as a child, I for some reason, I never believe in a Catholic tradition. But people shouldn't be led by ignorance, and they should, like me, sit down, listen, and learn, because I'm searching, and I'm searching for the word, and I'm searching for the truth.
Yeah.
I want to be a follower and a genuine follower of Christ, but I'm searching for the real truth. You understand? I don't want to search for what man made. I want to search for what God have said for us to follow by. You understand? So I'm just want to say I'm encouraged, and this is my first time listening in, and it won't be my last.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And you continue to be encouraged, and I assure you, if you continue with that open mind, the Lord will lead you all the way, you and your family.
Thank you.
If any of our listeners have any questions, or questions specifically, or want any member of Turning Point to come by their house or by their church or by their school or whatever for a Bible study or just to talk with us and to find out where we get our facts from, etc., please feel free to call us at 322-6273 or to visit our website at www.tpministries.org or to email us at tpministries@hotmail.com. And this is our last caller for the night. Go ahead, caller.
1 minute.
Hello?
Yes, I just like to say that we have 10 commandments, and the 9 are not disputed. So anybody who is interested in finding out the full 10 will take up the 4th, which is important, just like all the rest. Anybody concerned about who having sweethearted who, because we know that's wrong. So anything else that's left is just the 4th.
Yeah.
And yes, you will go to hell if you don't worship on the Sabbath when the Lord comes. You will go to hell. That's a fact. And I won't pretty that up, because that's the reality of what life is and what God has put us here to do, to show people the truth. The truth. And whoever tries to avoid that is not saying the truth.
Thank you very much.
No one's caller.
All right.
We are just about out of time.
Out of time. We are flat out of time. We right on Zen this time right now.
You got to give Brother Redrick and Brother Paul 10 seconds each. Brother Paul, you got 10 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do this again. If you can help us with some sponsorship money, you don't have to give the money to us. You can bring it to Zednes. We'll be here next week again. This Sabbath day is very important. And if you got the either in your mind that we only teaching about the 7-day Sabbath, well, that's what we are not about. We are about teaching the whole law, the whole Ten Commandment law in Exodus chapter 20, where James says if you break one, ladies and gentlemen, you break all. Just think about it. There are ministers keeping this in private. If you call me off here, I will name some of those ministers for you. Why do you think they keep it in private? Because they know that if they die breaking it, they're going to be lost. But I have bad news for them. They still are going to be lost because they can't serve two masters. The devil gave the Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. God gave the Saturday. The devil gave us homosexuality. God gave us husband and wife. The devil gave us cheating, lying, and stealing. God gave us honesty. It's the same law. Ladies and gentlemen, time is running out. The time has come for us to pick up the word of God and study it for ourselves. Because when he that shall come will come, he will not tarry. And if we find ourselves on the wrong side, it'll be forever too late for us and our families.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or comments, we simply say this, that you could give us a call at 322-6273 or visit us on our website at www.tpministries.org or email us at tpministries@hotmail.com. And we will be listening for your call. Now, Brother Renwick will close us out.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the show tonight. We thank you for the word that was able to go forth and for every soul that was touched, Lord. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would abide with us and abide with every listener within the sound of our voice to bring us all into truth so that when you come, Lord, you will find us faithful at waiting, serving you to the very end. In Jesus' name we give you thanks and praise. Amen.
Until next time, when we have a live Turning Point Presents, this is Paul Miller. May the peace of God be with you and your family.
And this is Renwick Bowen.
And this is Julian Miller. May the peace of God be with you and your family.
AM 1540, Zeta One in Nassau. You've been listening to Turning Point Live. AM 1540 in Nassau.